Okay, we'll talk about the suffering of the God. Okay,
Yes.
generally here they are talking about the suffering of the samsara. So when they talk about the suffering of the samsara, so generally the samsara have 6 realms. So now last time we talked about the suffering of the demigods. Now here we can see the suffering of the gods now. Yeah, now one more thing, so we have to understand the terms, the what does the god mean from the Buddhism point of view. Now here it's the talks of the gods, okay? God realms, the suffering of the god, okay? Oh, fine, yeah. But the one thing here you have to understand, the god here, the suffering of the god, they are talking about the gods who live in the heavens, okay? So God, there's a two things that you have to know, that generally from Buddhism point of view, heaven is a one thing, okay? Heaven is a one thing, pure land is a two things. So they are very different, okay? Heaven and the pure land is a totally different, okay? Who are born in the heaven, they call the heavenly beings or the God or there, okay? So they have the one suffering. And they will face the suffering at the time of the when they die. They have to face the suffering. When you're born in the pure land, that is a totally different realms. So there is a no suffering at all. So Buddha's pure land and the heaven is a two different world. So that's why the pure land, when you talk about Amitabha's pure land, when you talk about Avalokiteshvara pure land, that is another heaven, okay? That is not considered as heaven. There you can born with the very other strong factors, not only with the positive karma. Person can born in the heaven when they have the very strong positive karma, if they can born in the heaven. But the two born in the pure land, not only the heavy karma, you need a lot of the other things. It's required a lot of other things. This is a totally different, okay? So that's why the thing is that when some people you ask me that the way because the people are getting they're confused with so many pure lands, not Amitabha pure land, Avalokiteshvara pure land, so many pure lands. So they are getting the confused way they have to born. But a very simple way, you have to know the one thing that when you can born in the Avalokiteshvara pure land, you can born in all the pure land. When you cannot born in the Avalokiteshvara, you cannot born in the other pure land. If you can born in the Amitabha pure land, you can born in any other pure lands. This is something like, it's just like, it's just very simple way. It's just like that when you're having the Schengen visa, you can go to the Italy or Swiss or wherever European Union, something like that, okay? Yeah, so that was something like that, okay? Heaven, so something like that is from Buddhism point of view, when you are saying to the gods, they lives in the heaven. So heavens, we will face a lot of the suffering at the time of the death. That is the heavens. So people can born in the heaven with a very strong positive karma. Only the positive karma can makes the people to get a rebirth in the heaven. But the pure land, to born in the pure land is totally different. People, some people feel that to born in the pure land or to Amitabha pure land, just chanting the Amitabha mantra. Not only that. Reciting the Amitabha mantra is the one cause. Actually, to born in Amitabha pure land, you need the three main cause. There are three main cause. One is a reciting. Only one is a reciting. But the many people feel that the only the reciting that can born in the Amitabha's pure land. And that is not right. Even you look it from the very logical point of view, the one single cause cannot produce any result. Even if you look at the simple way, if you look at the tea have the so many causes. To produce the one single result, you need a lot of the causes. One single cause cannot produce any single result, even it is not existent, whether you look at any field. So something like that. So when you learn the Poa practice, not that single cause. Even this Poa is the one of the main cause. When you succeed, this is one main cause. Also, you have to know the time when you have to do. Time, right time. Also, at that time, first, how you have to start. There's also many small things that you have to know. Last time you have learned the only the four, your success only the four. Right now you are, but also not only that, you cannot born in Amitabha's pure land. You need the right time when to do it. You need also the weather timing. Also you have to know how to start it. There's also so many causes. So maybe a few years back in the one in the supermarket in the Nepal supermarket, I was just going to the supermarket and I just met a two lady. I think these two ladies just came from the mainland China. So they have some tradition. I think they are having the one tradition, a Chinese tradition. They might be a follower of that. Then they told me the one thing. They asked me to join of the one of the their master program or something like that. And they told me that they are with their the rituals. They told me that they can lead me, go me straight to the pure land. I just asked one very simple question: what guarantee you have? And then you have no any answer for that. But the funny thing is that then she told me later the entry ticket price. That's quite funny. So point is that, so that's why the, now the point is that the Amitabha's Pure Land, as I told you before, that now that we are talking about the suffering of the God. God lives in the heaven. Heaven, they are having the suffering. In the Pure Land, there is no suffering. Now the causes of the to born, causes of the born and the Pure Land, they call the three main causes. One is chanting the Amitabha mantra. One is specially practicing for the bodhicitta. One is to the purifying the own, the negative sins. These three are very important. So people ask me the one question. I think if people ask me the one question. They told me that if the poor practice and the one practicing the 7 week, we can be born in the Amitabha's Pure Land. Then what will happen if the person just practices 7 days and then his whole life just killed the animal, the all the do the negative things, all the committed negative actions? Then is there any possibility for that person to born in the Amitabha's Pure Land? So something like that. Now you have to know something that even you learn a very good swimming, even you look at you learn the very good swimming, when you swim in the sea, when the sea is smooth, then you can pass through the sea very easily, no? That is something like that. That when you learn the power, it's something like that you learn how to swim. Now the person who have succeeded in the power, but he have committed a lot of the negative actions and a lot of the, I mean the do the negative sins. Then it's just like that, that when you have to, even you have know the swimming very well, when you have to swim in a very rough sea, you cannot cross the sea. So it's not like that when you are having a lot of the negatives and even that practice cannot succeed because of the becoming like a very rough sea. So even you are a very good swimmer, but when the sea is very rough, then you cannot swim. Then even you try very hard, but you cannot reach the end, edge of the sea. But you will bounce, the wave of the sea will bounce you back. So that's why, so one thing that's why what you have to know is that that's why, that as I told you before, to born in the Amitabha's Pure Land or the whatever Pure Land, there are the three main causes. One is reciting the Amitabha's mantra, one is practicing the bodhicitta, one is purifying the negative sense and the negative karma. These three things should be combined. A lot of the people feels that the only the chanting the Amitabha mantra can born in the Amitabha's Pure Land. This is just a single cause, one single cause. One single cause cannot produce any result. Even if you look at the tea, when you have to make the tea, how many causes to make the tea? There will be the several causes to make the one tea. One single cause cannot produce anything. So you need a multi-cause. Multi-cause can produce a one single result. So that's why you can see that. That's why you can see that. Now, the how to practice the bodhicitta, that comes in the later part in the liberation poem. It's in the, I think in the, it comes in the second volume. Vietnamese, in the liberation, how many volume you have? In 2 volume, isn't it?
Yes, we have 2 volumes, but some new edition they have 3 volumes.
Okay, now it's if the 2 volume, it will come in the second volume. Okay, how to practice the bodhicitta, how to practice the emptiness. This comes later. And the end of the liberation palm. Okay, so this is the one of the main cause. Whenever you have the born in the Samda Buddha's Pure Land, to born in the heaven, you don't have to practice the bodhicitta. To born in the heaven, only you accumulate a lot of the positive karmas. So you will born in the heaven. That the born in the heaven is some duration. You will live with some duration. Yeah. These are one of the great Hindu scholar. His name is Kautilya. He's a great scholar, Hindu scholar Kautilya. In his poem, he wrote the one thing. Person who have to renounce the everything, heaven is a meaningless for these people. Yeah, he's very true.
Pardon?
Person who have renounced, there is one
Brother.
Hindu scholar.
Yes.
His name is Kautilya. Kautilya, Hindu scholar. Kautilya.
Yes.
So he wrote the one poem. He said that the person who have renounced the everything, for these people, heaven is a nothing. Heaven is a meaningless. So he said it's a very right. Actually, that Hindu scholar, he was the one of the, at the time duration of the grandpa of the King Ashoka's.
Yeah.
King Ashoka, I think it's the 1st century or something like that, or 3rd century, like that, yeah. So 200 years BC, okay? 200 years BC. BC 200. BC, BC. Yeah, something like that. So that's why now you will see the suffering of the heaven. Here it talks that generally when the persons were born in the heaven, for up till his death, there is no suffering. At the time of the death comes, there are a lot of the suffering for the heaven beings. Okay, there is a one story. Okay, there is a one person who are very unhappy with some one issue. So he went to see the psychiatrist, to consult with the psychiatrist. So he told the psychiatrist that really he is, whenever he look at the mirror, whenever he look at the mirror, and he always sees that his body have a black strip, like a zebra, all the time. Whenever he sees his body, he will sees that his body have a black strip, no strip, and like a zebra. So he sees his body as a zebra body, because he sees all the time the black strip. The psychiatrist note that it cannot happen. Something is something wrong going in his mind. So psychiatrist told, okay, fine, I can treat you that. So what did the psychiatrist? Just give the few vitamins, just give the few vitamin tablets, and he just said, but he didn't tell that patient that it's a vitamin. He said it's a very special medicine. Take it for the 2 weeks. After that, just look at the mirror. All the black strip, the black strip will go from your body. In the
Tamadu.
reality, he just give the some vitamins. That's all. So what happened is, so that's why the, now that that's a, the, after the 2 weeks, then the patient thought really that is special medicine. So he took the all these vitamins, but he's feeling that, or he is thinking that it's a really the special medicine. Then after the 2 weeks, he look at the mirror and he just called the psychiatrist. So after the then he after looking in the mirror, and he called the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist asked him, now how are you? Do you see like yourself a zebra? Still use black strips on your body? So that person said, no, your medicine is very fantastic, very fantastic. After the taking the what, 2 weeks, after taking the two weeks, after that, when I watch in the mirror, I don't see any black strips on my body. But there is one other problem came. Now I don't see the black strips, but now I'm seeing the white strips on my body. So we are like that patient. When we try to see the one problem, when we lost it, then again we will see the one other problem. Always we will try to see the one another problem, like that patient. When he lost the seeing the black strip, then he started to see the white strip. Something happening in our life also. When first we will see, and we will try to challenge the one problem. Then that problem, when we go outside our life, then again we will see the another problem in our life, like that patient in our life. So now there's a heaven beings. Now you can see in the leverage test, heaven beings. First they will see the heaven is a very perfect. Was they born in the heaven, then they will see the one problem. Now you can see in the liberation palm. So now you can see in the liberation palm that the Nagarjuna later says, no, the body color will becomes ugly. Their thrones do not please them. Their flower garden will fade. Their clothes pick up the stains, and their bodies were at the first time. You can see all this. These also we say that the at the time of the at the time of the at the time of the have at the time of the when the heavenly beings die going to die, they will have the all these indications. So that's why when the heaven beings and they are going to die, they are going to die, the before being going to die, they will have the all this indication. Their body will become ugly, and their thorns will not please them, or their flower garland will start to fade, and they will sweat, start some these also indication of, so now they are going to die soon. Whenever they had these indication, they will have the for such of the lot of the tremendous of the mentally pain. So that is the suffering of the heaven beings. That's the suffering of the God. Yeah. So you will see that they call it the five signs of the approaching death for the gods. Five signs. The body will become the ugly. You can see in the Nagarjuna later, no? Body will become the ugly. Thorn will not please them. Flower garland fade. Then they pick up the stains, and the body started to sweat. These are the five of the omens of the death signals, departure from paradise. No? So heaven, even you're born in the heaven. So that's why if you look from the heaven issue, there are the many different way about many different idea of the heaven. When you look from the heaven idea, it started first in the 5,000 years back, the heaven idea. Okay, so that's why the heaven is a totally different from the every different religion. They are the different idea of the heaven. If you go from the Christianity point of view, and the Hindu point of view, Buddhist point of view, the heaven idea is a totally different. This is the what we're talking from the Buddhist point of view. Even in the heaven, they will face the like these of the. I mean the death signs. I mean the death signs means that they will die again. Even they're born in heaven, again they will have to born again in the samsara. Usually very strange. The heaven beings never get the sweatings. Heaven beings never get the sweating. But the thing is that when their death is approaching quite near, then they will get sweating. So when these all the five signs of the five signs, or when they had these the five signs, then the heaven beings will get a lot of the lot of the mentally pain, tremendous of the mentally pain, because now they are knowing that now they are going to die. Not only that, then they will know that where are they going to born. So they knows that they are going to buy in the hell realms, because at the time of the duration of the in the heaven, they will just live. It's a very, very pleasant way, and they never do the any dharma activities. They will not accumulate the positive karmas. They will not having in the positive karmas, and once they now they when they die, they will left the only the negative karma, because they will have no more positive karmas. So they will going to born in the hell. So that's why they will get the most gate. Because all the gods, when the time of the they are die, what will happen? They will know the one thing that where they are going to born. Yeah. So this is the some the what so this is yeah so this is generally what the heavenly beings faces with this type of the sufferings. One thing is the in the human realm, what we are having is that the even sufferings also we can do the accumulate a lot of the positive karma. So that's why we are very safe side. The heaven, when you're born in heaven, they don't feel to do the some they don't feel to do the collect the positive karma. So that's why one that die, then they will born in the most of the born in the hell. So that reason to heaven to save the his mother to give the teaching in the heaven. So that's why the Buddha knows that his mother was born in heaven for sake of the his mother, save the his mother. So he went to the heaven to give the teachings. When he was giving the teachings, the heavenly gods cannot the focus, because they have no con they cannot pay the any concentrations on the his teaching. So that's why Buddha made the Buddha do the very, very, very one interesting thing. Because these heavenly gods, they are heavenly beings, and heavenly god, they have the very strong rays of their body. So Buddha manifested his bodies with the very strong rays in his body. That rays illuminates, or this ray dim the lights of the heavenly god's body ray. So they got a very surprise. Very shocked at the first incidents. So then they was your focus on the Buddha's word. That the what the Buddha did. So that's why that from the one of the scientific point of view, what we're seeing that the humans have a some of the rays, even the human have that ray, they called it the aura. So they're saying that aura have the every living have the that ray. When you use so they says that the, when they use a very, very heavy, very, 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 very heavy megapixels camera, even they take the picture of the carrot or whatever these or vegetables, even they can see the small auras of these vegetables. When you look at the person who died, when the consciousness leaves the body, the suddenly the body will lose that shine, totally it will change when the even if you look at natural death. When the consciousness not leave the body, still the body may they will have the some of the body's the light or shining. So when the consciousness leave the body, totally it will change. The body will completely change. So that's why gods, the heaven gods, they are having the very strong rays of their body. Shine lights comes on their body. So when Buddha was giving the teaching, first they are not paying the concentrating on the Buddha's teaching. So that's why the Buddha radiated. The order he manifested the very strong lights coming from his own body. That light that dimmed all the rays or the lights of the heavenly gods, their body light. So they were so get surprised and shocked, and then they focuses on the Buddha's world teaching. So that's why Buddha went to the heaven to give the teaching for his mother for the 3 months. He stayed in the heaven for 3 months. But the 3 months of the human world, but the heaven not the 3 months, okay? Heaven's world not the 3 months. Buddha can't stay the heavenly heaven 3 months because I think he won't get the food in heaven. Heaven, I think they don't use, they don't, I think, to eat the food what the usual Buddha eats. Maybe definitely Buddha wants to eat a bread. No, he spent a lot of time in the North India, to the North India. Legendary story says the Buddha is also very fond of the mango. That's why he spends a lot of his time the Sharvasti. Sharvasti is the very famous of the place of the mango gardens there. So this is something like a very interesting the Buddhism from point of view, the time is depending on the world's time and the heaven time is not the same. It is very interesting that when the Einstein was talking about a tune theory, when the Einstein is talking about a tune theory, when we moved in the light speed that one time. Right now, our time depends on the speed of the limit of the Earth. When the Earth is rotating the Sun, this is in this motion or within this speed, we are calculating the time. So Einstein feels that when we can move in the light speed, then the time duration of the time is totally different. That as the Einstein theory, but the 2500 years from Buddhism, we are saying the time, yeah, it's not the same world time, heaven time. This all the time will be not equally same. Because we say that the time is very much interdependent. It's a relativity. That's a Buddhism point of view. But and what Einstein is saying is not new in the Buddhism. So that's why the Buddha, I think he didn't see, but in the human's time, he stayed the 3 months. In the heaven time, I think he didn't see that much. If he stay in the heaven 3 months, really, he will miss a lot of the old food. That time, in the, that time, the north area, there is a one food, very special. At that time, it's Buddha's time, okay? Still in exist right now. They make a one bread in the oil bread. Still, it so exists in the North India. In the all the legendary stories, they say that at Buddha's time, the people used to serve them to the Buddhas and all the Buddha's students. There's one bread that they fry in the oil. So that is a bread is something like that. That bread is quite similar as Vietnam. You are having the bango, isn't it? Quite similar as that bread. Okay. But not test like that Vietnam one, okay? That Indian one is quite horrible. But my point is that if you look at the stories of the Buddha's time, what the food he eats and the, what they are serving, like this record that they are showing. So my point is that so it shows like in the record, they shows that what the Buddha's having food and what he eats and everything is in the record task. So it shows like that, yeah. These old records, ancient records, are written in the language of the Pali. Pali is the total, that time, at the Indian, in the colloquial language, that time, that most of people speaks the Pali language. It's a quite similar as a Sanskrit. So all these records are written in the Pali language. I think it's an international Buddhist seminar, big seminar. Also, a lot of the different, the scholar came from the different countries, and we had the seminar. So that time, I saw the one thing. Now, when you look at the, when we have, the, so there's a small debate went on. So I told now, forget about which language is a more important, Chinese or Tibetan. Just forget that. Just go, we look at the Sanskrit. This is the real, the Buddhist word. So what I found is Sanskrit is a very similar language, the Indian language, very Indian language. So the thing is that they are saying the which is the now that they every a different culture and the different the languages. So they will feel that their own, what the Buddha's teaching, what they get, and their own language is a more authentic. But then I told them to now forget about our own language. Try to see in the what in the Sanskrit. So people start to feel that they want the language, what the available in the Buddha's teaching, their own language. They feel that is a more. Okay. So very strange. Even when the Buddha was born, that a place in Nepal. The Nepal and that place, them at that time, they called the Kapilavastu. Kapilavastu, that itself is very much related to the Sanskrit language and the Pali. That the place name, ancient, when the Buddha was born, that place itself is called the Kapilavastu. Buddha's name itself is Siddhartha. Siddhartha is a Sanskrit word. His name itself is a Sanskrit and the Pali, it's a, both in their language. They, it shows very clear that the, what the, his name was given in the, that language. Okay, so now, so that's why now, my point is that now that's why when the Buddha was giving the teaching in the heaven, so maybe that might be the heaven time, I think very short time. After finishing that, he came back, but in the world, it only passed the 3 months. So Tibetan, in the Tibetan version, we are having the one sutra. We used to say that that sutra he was given, he was taught in the heaven. Tibetan also, we have the one sutra. We say that the Buddhas gave that teaching in the Sri Lanka. But the many historians don't cooperate with this issue. Many historians say the Buddha have not visited Sri Lanka. But the Sri Lankan Buddhists, they feel that Buddha has visited the Sri Lanka. But the Tibetan, we have the one sutra. We're saying that that teaching was given at the Sri Lanka. But the very strange thing is, even in the Sri Lanka, this scholar, they have a no problem. They say that the Buddha has given the teaching in the Sri Lanka, but they don't have that teaching in the Sri Lanka tradition. They say they give the teaching, but they don't have that teaching. In the Tibetan version, we have the one sutra. We said that the teaching Buddha gave in the Sri Lanka. The sutra name itself is the teaching of the Buddha going to the Sri Lanka. Like that, yeah. So that's why the Buddha had the one teaching. So we have that in the sutra. In the Tibetan version, we have the one sutra that we say that sutra was, Buddha was gave the teaching in the heaven. So mainly it was went to the heaven to save his mother. Well, his mother was born in the heaven. No? Also, Tibetan, we have the one version of the Buddha when he went the 3 times to visit his father. So the all this session, we have the Tibetan, we have the sutra. We are saying the sutra, father and the son's meeting sutra. That father and the son meeting sutra, I mean the father and the son meeting the test. So it's about the Buddhas and his father having the discussion. When he went three times to meet his father. So now you will see the heavenly beings. No, so heavenly beings. Yeah. So now I think Buddha is already passed away. Now there are no other Buddha. There are no savers for heavenly beings. Now they have to save by themselves.
Pardon me, Rinpoche.
Now that Buddha is already passed away, so now the heaven beings, now the heaven gods, there is no saver. Now they have to save by themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now you can see in the test, okay, liberation test about the heavenly beings. Yeah, in the other woods, kind of five signs is the distant death, and in the page number 453, okay. In the other woods, there the five signs is the distant death, and the five signs of the approaching death. The gods suffer when they have the 10 omens appear. The luster of their body fades. They refuse to sit on their thrones, and the flowers get. So you can see this, no? So, yeah. Okay, you have to know that when they're talking about heaven, they are many different heavens, okay? They have six different heavens.
I'm pardon me.
Oh yeah, they will be the six realms of the heavens, okay? So now you can see that when the person is born in the heaven, what's happening is that when they are born in the heaven, first the sun, so they will have, they will feel the very joy. After the, when they started to see these, the old the signs, when they get all the signs of the death approaching, soon they will suffer the very, really lot. Also, after that, then they will born in that house. So now you can see in the liberation poem, okay? Now in the page number 4537 paragraph goes, the gods undergo the three phases, the previous rebirth and cause them to born in the gods, their present situations of the god, and whenever they are going to, whenever they will go to, after they die. Yeah, can you see that? The god undergoes
yes,
the three phases, no? So, one thing is that the God, when they have, when they know, the thing is that they will know that how they're born in heaven. Also, the one thing is that they will know, they will know that why they are going to born after the death. So that makes them very, very, very unhappy. When they see that they are going to born in the hell, so that makes them very unhappy. One point, God is knowing the too much. So if the God don't know that where they are going to born after the death, if they don't know it, maybe I don't think that they will have the like this of the suffering. So that's why English is saying, no, ignorance is a bliss. One point, really, not knowing is a very bliss, very happy. But the one point, ignorance, unknowing, the source of the suffering itself might be happiness, or itself might be ignorance, itself, ignorance itself might be the bliss. But also it is the source of the suffering. It's the source of the, all those problems, yeah. So that's why you can see that the God is knowing too much where they're going to born and everything. They are knowing it. So that's why it brings a lot of time in the suffering or the mental suffering for the God. Okay, now we will see about that. Okay, the heavenly beings' sufferings, okay. Now you can see, after that you will see that in the page, we are talking about, wherever, page number?
453, second paragraph.
Yeah, second paragraph. They will see, so the sufferings of the dead, what they are having. Now you will see that at the last paragraph, okay? The other gods and goddesses can even cannot bear to look at those who are displaying the sign of the death. They avoid them as they put shine in the corpse and they leave them in the solitude. Can you read that? Yeah. So they are about to die to save the companion. Yeah. So that is one of the worst suffering, because when they are going to die, the all the their friends and the god and the goddess will leave the person who are going to die in the solitude area. So that also make them very sad. So one thing that the last time, maybe a couple of years back, I saw the one documentary. It's about the old age home. So they treat the when it's old age home, and they try to see the which of the old people live in the old age home is happier. So that's the one thing is that one thing is always happy, happy is this. So the Indonesia or something, somewhere, Philippine or somewhere the old age home, they show that that is a more happier. Especially the most of the old age in the Asia having the happier. I think it's a Philippine old age home where they came the one of the, there's the happiest old age home. Comparing to the so many old age home, yeah. One is that when you are getting the all that age, you are getting the solitude, no? So now there you are getting the, now you are going, moving more out from the society. So now that you are just like giving it, you are getting the less touch with the society. So this is also one of the time of the challenging time. So that's why even if now you can imagine the human world, also when you have to live in a very solitude, when the older your circles or friends will start to avoid you, you will suffer a lot. Same thing is happening in the heaven. So when you look at the human world, when your friends and everything started to avoid you, when they award you, you will very suffering. No? Same thing is happening in the heaven. Now the heaven beings like a god, when they are going to die, so all of their friends and or the god or goddess, they will avoid them. Yeah, so that's why the worst thing is the fear. No? So worst thing is the fear. So that's why having the fear, also humiliating. So a lot of the suffering they are now facing in the heaven beings when that time of the death. Because of the humiliation, also because of the sadness of the, because they have to leave the heaven, and also they have the unhappy with the seeing they are going to be born in the hell. So a lot of the now the I mean the mental stress and the mental pain you have to face. That's the gods at the time of the day, at the time of death. Yeah. So the Tibetan, there is one of the great master. He's a student of the Atisha. So at the time of the death, at the time of his death, he told the one thing that his wish is not fulfilled. So they asked all the people who asked him that what you are saying, you are the great master. Why you are saying that your wish is not fulfilled? So he said that at the time of the death, I used to pray to born in the hell. Now I see that I'm not going to be born. So his wish is to born in hell. That is his wish. He told that he wanted to born in hell and help the hell beings. So for like these people, the hell is also looks like a heaven. So that's why mind only school says the very much projection of the whole mind. Sometimes I feel the heaven is a very boring, really. They will serve the very old wines. You will see.
The old wine, right?
Old wine. If you look at the explanation of the heaven, it looks a very, very old place. Always they serve the old wine. The music instruments, they're having the old one, old things. They don't have the electronic guitars or all these things. So one person, after his death, who will see that the person we call that the god of death, he was quite confused with that person. When the person was dead, he was confused with that person, have exactly say equals among the equals of the positive karma and the negative karma, very equal. So god of the death was quite confused with that person, because they hit it and now he cannot decide whether he have to send him to the heaven or hell. So what happened is that the god of death asked him, okay, now I'm very confused with your situation, because you are having the equally with the same amounts of the positive karma and the negative karma. So he told that he was confused to what to do with that person, to send him to heaven or hell. So he told the one thing. Okay, now he told that person that now you can choose. You want to choose heaven or hell, you can choose. So God of death told him that once you choose once, then you cannot change it. But I will give you the one preference I will let you decide that you want to go to heaven or hell. So that person was quite clever. So trying to be over smart and over clever, and he said that, okay, first I will do the analysis. First I will go to the heaven and the hell, then see the both, then I will choose. So then he went to the heaven to see the heaven, how is heaven. When he stayed in the heaven the one day, he went to the heaven and he stayed in the heaven. So what he saw is heaven is quite boring, because they are drinking the very old wine. They are having the very old music instruments. They are singing the very old song. Maybe a 1,000 years old song they are singing it. They are using the instrument of the 1,000 years old instrument. They are digging the very old wines. So he found it that's quite boring. Then what happened is that then he went to the hell. Then he asked the god of death, now he will see the hell. When he went to the when he went into in the hell, he saw the very different. In the hell, they are using the electronic guitar. They are drinking the not that old one, they are drinking the French wine, Russian vodka. Everything is serving in the hell. He was so surprised to see that. Music's very latest music system, they are singing the rap and the hip hop or all this music, latest one they are singing. Yeah. So then he told the dead of the god of the dead, that now he will choose the hell. He wants to stay in the hell. He will choose. Then the god of death says, once you choose it, you cannot change it. Yeah, he told now I do the analysis both heaven and hell. So he said he will choose the hell. So then he went to the hell and he really enjoyed the vodka and the French wine and all this music and all these things he enjoyed a really lot. So next day, because he was having to drink the very heavy wines and vodka, he just fell a very fast sleep and also very heavy, he fell in a very deep sleep. So on that next morning, suddenly, now all the guards of the hell, they started to beat him. He beat him and shouted and asked him to go to the walk, and they will hit him the whips and irons and everything. The whole the scenario is completely changed. So then the guards of the hell, they all started to beat him. They will beat with the whips and the irons, and all the surroundings started the burning fires, and the whole the completely changed. So then he shouted and said, the God of hell, that why you are beating me? Why is the burning the fire all over the surrounding? So God of the hell said, because it is a hell. We are beating you because you are born in a hell. All the fire is burning because it's a hell. So then that person have told him that but yesterday was completely different. Why the yesterday we are having the music and you are serving the Russian vodka and all this hip hop musics and everything. Yesterday was the music and you are serving a lot of the Russian vodka. So yesterday wasn't what happened today. It's suddenly changed. Yesterday you are serving so much of the good wines. Then one of the god of the hell told him that you stupid. Yesterday was birthday of the god of the death. So now that we have point, okay? Now the heaven. So this is something like what we are having all this at the heaven and the whole. Sometimes when we try to see that really it exists something like this world. So these all issues may come. So that's why the Buddhism point of the projection of the mind. When you're having a lot of the negative karmas, so that will be the project with the something what you see. Really, even if in this world, you will see the very different. Okay, so now in the liberation of the palm, you will see how the heaven beings are there, the sufferings of lots. So these also things are what we have to know is that when we pray, also we have to pray for the heaven beings for having these sufferings. We can pray. That's why Buddhism point of view, when we are saying that all the sentient beings, it's included also the heaven beings, okay? So it's also Buddhism also encourage the generate a compassion toward the heavenly beings. That is a very unique and special. Okay, so that's why it's generating the compassion toward the also heavenly beings, okay? That's also because they suffered a lot. So that's why it says that this is a samsara. Samsara, it shows the Buddhism main point is a samsara. There's a suffering all over. So even if we're born in the heaven, there's a suffering. Even if we're born in the world, in the earth, we are the suffering. But the only thing is that we have to live with the courage to challenge all this suffering. That's one of the main Buddhism advice. But the thing is that the human mind is very strange that when you are having some problem, when you are facing that your problem, you will see that problem is very big. Whatever you are having that problem, even you are having the headache, you will see that problem is a very big problem. That's one of the human nature. When you see that problems are there, you won't, even it's a very big of problems are there, you won't see it's that much of the big. But when you are having the problem, even might be a very small problem, when you are having that problem, you will see it's a very big. So that's why I met a few persons. They saying that even they say that they could not get married. Some say that they are not getting the husband. They are not getting the wife. They see this problem as a very big problem. Even sometimes they cry when they say they could not get a husband or they could not get a wife. Yeah, that's the human way. So there's in the one in the Taiwan, there's one lady. She told me that she is just waiting for the right guy to get the married. So I told him, now you won't get the right guy all your life. First, just marry the one guy. That guy will become the right guy for you. Yeah, so my point is that when you are having the problem, when you see that your problem, you will see it's a very big problem. That's a human. So Buddhism always trying to teach us that every problem, every what we're having, the most important thing is here, what we talk about all these sufferings. So this is suffering that not only we are facing, a lot of the every who are born in this samsara, all having the sufferings, not only ourselves. But this is the one thing we have to know. Okay. So that's the thing. Okay, so we are talking about all the stuff. Now what we'll do is today, again, there are many sick persons, sick people. I think, JD, you have sent me the list, no? So we will say the prayer, okay? We'll say the prayer, okay? Okay, thank you. Now we will stop here, okay?